It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Caroline, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for that very kind introduction. How sweet of you.
There's that word again, Dan, kind.
Yeah, you're a kind guy.
I know. I must have woke up on the right side of the bed today. Yeah. And a rare thing in politics, Caroline. I know you know that, right? To find somebody who...
That is for sure.
Yeah, it's a thing. So we've got an election on, so I'm told. It's coming up here in just a couple months, even though voting starts early. And I think the most common question we get on this end of things, Caroline, is, hey, are Republicans protecting the vote, and are they doing something to finally fix this vote-by-mail disparity? It's my understanding there's a new website called Swamp the Vote USA. There's a big push behind it. Can you explain to us what the campaign and Republicans are trying to accomplish?
Well, what we're trying to accomplish is victory, and we need a big victory on November the 5th. We feel very good about where the campaign is today. We don't take anything for granted. We're not complacent, and we understand that it's going to be a tight race, but President Trump has the momentum. As you saw last week, picked up a big endorsement from RFK Jr., another big endorsement this week from Tulsi Gabbard, and he's receiving the most important endorsements of all, and that is from the American people, voters across this country. Last week, President Trump barnstormed battleground states from Michigan to Pennsylvania to Wisconsin to Georgia. He was all over the map, bringing his message of making America safe and strong again, wealthy again, prosperous again. He's been rolling out some really new, exciting policies this campaign, like no taxes on tips for service workers, ending taxes on Social Security, combating the homelessness crisis in American cities, all great policies that are going to uplift the American people, much like they were in his first term as president.
Do you think there's any chance in the near future we get an RFK Jr. Tulsi Gabbard rally in Pennsylvania? And if so, can you get Dan and I in?
Well, hey, I don't want to get ahead of our scheduling team and our events team. But look, if that happens, yes, you guys will be front row tickets. Ooh, you have my word.
It's on the radio, Dan, so it must be true. Fantastic. I'll tell you, one of the things as I watch you on television, Caroline, plying your trade and working hard to get the president's message out there, it's never easy working on a presidential campaign, especially since you're a relatively new mom. Congratulations, by the way. Very challenging.
Thank you.
But you're constantly sure. Swinging at a moving target in the Harris-Waltz campaign. I have never seen a candidate flip-flop like this. And we all lived through Bush-Kerry 2004. Here's just a very brief example. This is a clip, I believe, from 2019. We know Kamala Harris is now running ads, including in Pennsylvania, with pictures of President Trump's border wall behind her. But here's what she said just a few years ago.
He is now holding the American people hostage over a vanity project that he calls a wall. And folks, on the subject of transnational gangs, let's be perfectly clear. The president's medieval vanity project is not going to stop them.
A medieval vanity project, Caroline, that she's now pretending is her idea, her and President Biden. I mean, as a campaign, what do you make of her flip-flopping, especially on this issue? And how does the Trump campaign address it effectively?
Well, look, I don't actually think Kamala Harris is flip-flopping because she hasn't said it herself. It's her staff, her anonymous staff, who, by the way, they don't even put their names on this stuff. They're such cowards. because they know that she's not going to actually stand by it when she's president. They don't want to ruin their own credibility. But Kamala has her staff go out, tell the press I'll support a border wall just to shut them up. And the press in this country is so stupid they actually buy it. Kamala Harris has been pro-open border her entire career. As you just heard, she called President Trump's wall medieval. She said it was a waste of taxpayer funds. As a senator, she voted against the border wall. As vice president, she voted to, or she and Joe Biden halted the construction of the border wall. She can't be trusted to secure it. Look at her record over the past 3.5 years. She is using her staff because her advisors know that she needs to moderate her persona ahead of the election. She's trying to deceive voters into believing this is a flip-flop and she's going to do what's right. Absolutely not. She won't. And I hope in her first sit-down interview that we've now been waiting nearly 40 days for, she will finally address this. And I hope CNN will ask her tough questions about this. They have a responsibility to do so.
Is Tim Walz going to let her talk? That's my question. I'm expecting a lot of gesticulating from him, a lot of, you know, feigned folksy answers. I'm not sure how much we're actually going to be able to expect.
How much greased food he eats, you know?
That's exactly right. So, I mean, I don't know how much we're going to be able to expect from this interview in terms of learning more about her positions. I feel like I know less about her after the DNC. But I suspect you, Caroline, after the CNN interview, your campaign's going to be able to pull plenty of fun clips out of this encounter with Dana Bash.
Well, first of all, I think it's rather insulting to women and girls across this country that we have the first woman running for president who wants to be the first female president. She does her first sit-down interview, and she needs her male running mate to sit by her side. Is she really incapable of doing this on her own? I mean, she should be doing a sit-down interview by herself. If she can't do that, then how is she going to sit at the table by herself across from Vladimir Putin without notes, without advisors, without Tim Walz to save her? She can't be trusted to do that, obviously. And so I think it's rather sad that she's unable to do this interview on her own. But we look forward to watching it nevertheless and seeing, you know, what lies she decides to spew. There were certainly a lot of them at the DNC convention.
Might be hard for her to pick from during that short, I'm not going to be shocked if it's edited, interview with CNN. But one place she won't be able to escape is during the upcoming debate. It looks like ABC will have the debate. It will be in Philly. We are going to get to see President Trump hold Kamala Harris to account here in the city of not-so-brotherly love, given our crime rate here in the city. Is the president already preparing
for the debate? Well, look, President Trump doesn't really need to do traditional debate prep because every day of his life is preparation for a debate because he actually sits down for interviews. He takes questions from hostile media. He actually has an understanding of the policies he is running on, and he has a record of in his first term to stand on, unlike Kamala Harris, who does not understand the policies that she is unveiling, unlike Kamala Harris, who has been a weak failure as Vice President of the United States in her first term. And so President Trump is ready for this debate. He has been meeting with, you know, policy experts just to discuss the issues and freshen up on how we can fix the problems that are plaguing our country because of Kamala Harris. But he's ready to go, and I know he's very excited about the opportunity.
And I think we're all excited, too. I can speak for everyone in the audience. Caroline Leavitt, everyone, National Press Secretary for the Trump campaign. Definitely follow her over on X and check out Swamp the Vote USA. Caroline, we really appreciate you making time for us today on 1210 WPHD.
Hey, anytime. Thanks for having me. We'll be in Pennsylvania soon, and we know that early voting in Pennsylvania starts as well. So please go to swampthevoteusa.com. Sign up how you can learn more about getting out, getting your ballot out early, and also getting out the vote in your community. Our team is here to help, and we need all hands on deck to have a big victory in November. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local pitch hit and run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.